All right, we're ready with the starters for this basketball game today between the Grizzlies and the Vikings from Jefferson College here in Hillsboro. And the starting five for the Grizzlies today will be Kyle Germany, the 6'2 sophomore guard from Detroit, Michigan. Carlos Paul III, 6'5 forward from Southfield, Michigan, another sophomore. Also in the starting lineup today will be Urji Hanami, a 6'4 freshman from Windsor, Ontario. Kamari Vinson will get a start today at a guard, 6'3 freshman from Virginia Beach, Virginia. And Lionel Kamwimba, the 6'8 freshman postman from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Jared Fay, head coach of Grizzlies, assisted by Michael Poindexter and Joe Greenwood. Now for the Jefferson College Vikings, their starting five will be Jalen Boyd, a 6'1 sophomore from St. Louis. This is a very St. Louis-centric team up here close to the Mound City. Gabe Watkins is a 5'9 freshman from Herculaneum, Missouri. Kim O'Kansler, a 6'9 sophomore from East St. Louis. Cole Rickerman is a 6'3 freshman from Festus, Missouri. And Sean Villanueva, a 6'6 freshman from Clarksville, Tennessee. So they have a little bit of size in this lineup up front. They're 6'9 and 6'6. The Vikings are coached by C.B. Walker, assisted by Isaac McClure. And the Grizzlies will be in the traveling blue today with the red and white trim. The Vikings will be in the home white with the red and black trim. So we're ready to go. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll be back with the tip-off in 1 minute on KDY. And we welcome you back, and we're underway to the tip one by the Grizzlies here at the Ellen Stringer Court. And the Grizzlies throw the ball away right off the bat. A pass down to the baseline from Kyle Germany sails over Carlos Paul's head. And we play 11 seconds and have our first turnover. And if we have had a theme this year, especially through the second half of the season, turnovers have been killers, and there's one right off the bat. So here comes Jefferson College. They have it for the first time today. Boyd has it out at the point. There's Gabe Watkins, so take it over to the left, now to the right. Grizzlies in the straight man-to-man at the elbow to the point. Dribbling down the lane, a travel violation call on Jefferson College. Sean Villanueva, the big postman, back down into the lane and shuffle the feet and turn it over. Both teams throw it away or give it away on the first try. Looks like the Vikings are playing a straight man-to-man in the right corner. Urji Hanami, blind pass inside, stolen. The Vikings come back on offense out front. Jalen Boyd to the right corner on the right wing. A wide open three is up and good. Kobe Branscombe with the three. And after two possessions and two turnovers, Coach Jared Fay calls a full timeout. 3-0 Vikings. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY. And we come back to the Grizzlies on offense. Pass inside to Carlos Paul. Misses one from about 8 feet away in the paint. Now rebounded by the Vikings. They come back with Villanueva on the right side. He'll back his man down, and a holding foul will be called on the Grizzlies on Kamari Vinson. First foul of the basketball game. Vikings basketball. Down low. Right of the basket. Inbound play. Bounce pass into the corner. Watkins has it. Dribbles over. Now pulls it back. Now pulls up. Takes it from 12. Good. Okay, Watkins makes it 5-0. We got into a deep hole the other night. We don't want to do that here. Carlos Paul on the wing. Pass outside. Deflected out of bounds by Kobe Branscombe. Save of the Grizzlies. 5-0. 1 minute, 49 seconds into the basketball game. Davian Downey in the lineup for the Grizzlies. Bounce pass on the left wing, Vincent. Posting up on the left block. Carlos Paul works his way across the lane, dumps it down inside, and the shot no good. But a foul will be called as Lionel Kamwimba took the pass from Carlos and went up with it, and he drew the foul. First foul call on Kobe Branscombe. And that is the first team foul against the Vikings. First free throw here by Lionel Kamwimba is no good. Too hard off the back iron, and Kamari Vincent comes out for Kyle Germany. 2 minutes in, 5-0. And no good. Rebound, though, by the Grizzlies. Erzi Hunami on the right side. Kyle Germany goes baseline, takes it all the way in, hangs and shoots. No good. Rebound is volleyed around, fought for. And a foul on the Grizzlies going for the rebound on Kyle Germany. So team foul number 2 on the Grizzlies. Still looking for our first point of the day. Full court pressure by the Grizzlies here. Trying to change things up a little bit. Straight man-to-man now. The Vikings with Cole Rickerman from Festus, Missouri, a freshman to the right side. Curling over the top, down the lane. Lost the ball, kicked it out of bounds. Turnover on the Vikings. Jalen Boyd lost the handle on it. The sophomore kicked it out of bounds. Both teams with 2 turnovers in the first 2.5 minutes. Kevin Peebles comes in for the Grizzlies for Lionel Kimwemba. Kyle Germany now out front for the Grizzlies. Top of the circle on the right wing. Peebles lobs it in. Good pass. Bump fake inside. Up inside. Good by Carlos Paul. Once we do that a few times, that will allow the defense to soften a little bit, help a little bit more inside, and that will loosen things up around the perimeter. On the left side, Watkins gets a high screen, dribbles down the lane, kicks it to the corner, ball deflected, tipped out of bounds by Kyle Germany, and it'll stay with the Vikings. Branscombe will throw the basketball game, basketball, that is, in the from the sideline, inbound play, and here we go. Jalen Boyd on the left side, Watkins to the point. We'll get it to Kobe Branscombe. Branscombe now top of the circle. Ball tipped away from Boyd, picked back up. Boyd goes to his right, goes up with a left-hand shot, no good. Rebound Carlos Paul for the Grizzlies. Javian Downey, speed it up a little bit. Peebles back to Downey all the way, feeds it back to Paul, traveled with the basketball, and turned over number 3. Carlos was going to pass that ball back out on the perimeter, but as he made the catch, move the feet and call for the walk. 3 minutes, 20 seconds in. Grizzlies trail, 5-2. Branscombe in the backcourt. Ball knocked away. Loose on the floor. Tie up for the basketball. It's still loose. And a whistle will get probably a jump ball call. If so, it'll be Vikings basketball, and it will be. So right now, the Grizzlies have Javian Downey, Kyle Germany, Kenan Peebles, Erzi Hunami, and Carlos Paul. Grizzlies are bringing Trayon Grant Foster off the bench today. And he'll be in there pretty soon. Bounce pass to the point. Branscombe into the paint. Villanueva posting up, backing down, turns, shoots with the right hand, good. 6'9" kid took his time. And Villanueva converts with his first basket of the game. 7-2 the score. Kyle Germany, right sideline in front of the Jefferson bench. Here's a 3 from the right point. Good. Kyle hit the bottom of the net. Nothing else with that one. He's our best 3-point shooter down the key. Here's Watkins inside out pass. Threw it back, threw it out of bounds. Turned it over. Jefferson College with their 3rd turnover. 7-4 ball game. Carlos Paul is out. And Erzi Hunami comes in. Trayon Grant Foster comes in the lineup for the Grizzlies. Jefferson got out to a 5-0 lead. Grizzlies have cut it down to 3, 7-4. Erzi with a tying shot is up, no good from the point. Ball is on the floor, fought for, and that's got to be a walking violation. And it is, as a fight for the loose ball. Jalen Boyd fell backward with it, got the ball, but he fell backward and onto the court and turned over number 4 on Jefferson College. Javian Downey on the inbound play. Lobs it out to the right point. Kyle Germany thought about a shot, now pulls it down. Gets it over to Javian over on the left wing. Erzi works his way in, travel with the basketball. And he'll get to watch from the bench after that. He'll come out in favor of Riley Whitaker. Riley Whitaker, the zebra from Calico Rock, who had probably his best game for the Grizzlies, this recent one at Poplar Bluff on Wednesday night. He had 6 points, but he played really well at both ends of the floor. Jefferson with the basketball. Watkins on the left wing. Curl, that's got to be an offensive. Oh, it's going to be three seconds. Well, I believe that's the third one we've had called this year, which is, compared to the last several seasons, an increase. Normally you see two or three for the entire year. We're up to three already. Still got, counting this one, eight games to go. Kenan Peebles with a three at the point. No good. Ball comes off into the hands of Jalen Boyd. He brings it back on the run all the way. Steps through, lost it on the way. Late call, and a foul will be called on the Grizzlies. As Boyd took it right to the rim, foul will be on Kyle Germany, number two on him. So he'll come out for Javian Downey. And we'll get the sub after the free throw is shot by the left-hander, Jalen Boyd from St. Louis. First one, no good. Couple more subs will come in the game for the Vikings. They'll sub in Jordan Wade, a 6 foot sophomore from East St. Louis. First one no good by Boyd. The next one is good. Jalen Boyd's first point of the game, and it's an 8-4 game. Riley Whitaker, left point, at the point, right side. Kamari Vincent back in for the Grizzlies. He shoots for a two. The left point, that's up and good. 16 feet. Kamari Vincent's first basket. Grizzlies press. They double team the ball just over the timeline. Villanueva picks it back up and gets it over to Watkins at the point. Drives the key. Kicks it to the left corner. Open shot for a three is good. Cole Rickerman. They drew the defense, kicked it to the left corner, and Rickerman drained it for three. The 11-6. Downey, left corner. Kenan with an up fake. Thought about shooting the three. Gets it outside to Vincent now. Over on the right side. Left point, Kenan. Keeps it on the bounce. Picks up the dribble. Now over to Downey with 10 on the shot clock. Goes to his left. Feeds it back to Riley. Shoots a long three from the point. Good! Riley Whitaker from a good 3 feet beyond the arc. Right point shot. He made a couple the other night. That may have really helped his confidence. And here's a bad pass going over the top towards the basket. Out of a double team by Jalen Boyd, and he airmailed it off the screen behind the basket. So we'll get a timeout on the court with 13:33 to play. And back in a minute with the score. Grizzlies trail by 2, 11-9. Back in a minute on KDY. Our score is 11-9. Kyle Germany made a basket early that I credited as being a three. That was actually a two. So 11-9 Grizzly ball with a chance to tie. Kamari Vincent, top of the circle. Trayon Grant Foster makes, goes up. Got it blocked, got it back, puts it up and in. Thought he was going to get a foul call, but didn't. But he stayed with it, and five different Grizzlies have scored. Now here's a shot from outside, up and good. Grizzly basketball now in the front court. Whitaker lost the ball and going for the loose ball. A foul is going to be called, it looks like, on Jefferson. Well, no, they're going to say it's on Riley Whitaker going for the loose ball. I thought that's what they were going to call to start with. And that was, in fact, a call in the end. Fourth team foul, fifth team foul now on the Grizzlies. Up the middle of the floor. Jefferson with the ball with a two-point lead, 13-11 on the low block left, right side, now out to the wing. They'll move it out to Nico Bateman and a whistle and a travel violation. So on that turnover note, the sixth against Jefferson, it'll be Carlos Paul back in the ballgame. Grizzlies go with Carlos Paul and Lionel Kamwimba, both out there at the same time with JV and Downey, Trayon Grant Foster, and Kamari Vinson. This is the taller version of a Grizzly lineup. 6'8", 6'6", 6'5". Now ball thrown away. Trayon was dribbling through, tried to feed it back to Kamari and threw it out of bounds. So the teams have combined for 11 turnovers in the first 7.5 minutes. A little on the ragged side. Out high with it, Jordan Wade on the right wing. He'll get the ball over to Darian Webb, bounce pass across. Now back to the right side. Jab step, drive to the free throw line, bounce pass on the back cut, but the Grizzlies defend that. They have to move it back out now on the right. Nico Bateman to the free throw line. Hangs and shoots way too hard. Rebound comes off Carlos Paul, and the Grizzlies come back to give him the chance to tie or take the lead. TGF has it, steps through, goes up, hangs and shoots, missed it, rebound, put back is up and in by Carlos Paul. Game tied to 13. After that 5-0 start, the Grizzlies finally have fought back and tied things up. Here's a drive ball blocked by Lionel Kamwimba, and it's going to be off of the shooter, Nico Bateman, as he drove to the basket, and Lionel gave some ground, was still able to get the block shot. And the Grizzlies end up getting it back. Jamian Downey and Kamari Vinson go out. Gage Pitts is in the game for the first time today with Urji Hunami in the lineup as well at the right point. Left on the left, now back to the right. Trayon Grant Foster goes baseline, leans in, shoots off the glass, and good. Heck of a move by Trayon Grant Foster. Little hesitation move. Gave him a little daylight. That's all he needed on the baseline to get to the rim. And the Grizzlies take the lead, 15-13. Across the paint, right-hand runner spins off the board, no good. Rebound, Lionel Kamwimba. Grizzlies up the right side with Gage Pitts. Get that thing inside if we can. At the point, Lionel. They're looking to get it to Carlos Paul down low, and he gets it now on the left side. Carlos backs down, drop step, spin move, goes up, no good. Ball is off the underside of the rim, actually, and back the other way. Here come the Vikings with it. Darian Webb in the right corner. Back to Webb in the corner for a three, and it's good. Darian Webb, and that is the third three made here in the first half by the Vikings, and they regain the lead here at 16-15. Gage Pitts, top of the circle, over on the right side, Carlos Paul. They'll move it to the left side of the floor. See if one of the postmen can get open. Gage Pitts has it, wrapped to the left corner. Trayon Grant Foster with it. He'll back his guy down, back and down, gets in the middle, turns, fade away, shot, no good, rebound, Lionel goes up, and it won't go, and the ball is slapped away from Carlos Paul, picked up now by Jefferson. That ball just didn't want to go in at all, and it looked like it was in. On the block, on the right side, back outside to the right wing. Vikings on offense here with Nico Bateman over on the left side. Back pass, Bateman. Right point, pull up, right elbow, jump shot is good. Nico Bateman's first basket. Bounce pass on the low block to the right side. Carlos Paul back outside on the left side. Three ball by Urji Hunami is short, and the rebound taken down by the Vikings. They lead it 18-15. Up the left sideline. Front court, in the paint, step through, right-hand runner, no good. Rebounded by Lionel Kamwimba, the Grizzlies' leading rebounder, averaging 7 a game. Up the left side, Gage Pitts. He'll curl to the middle, behind the back, bounce pass, Carlos Paul. Post up inside, goes up, whistle, offensive foul, Carlos Paul backing this guy in. It's called for knocking him down. Wholesale changes, four of them for the Vikings. Grizzlies will get Kamari Vinson in the ballgame. Kamari Vinson, Javian Downey, along with Urji Hunami, Kendon Peebles, and Carlos Paul. Backcourt Watkins plays the basketball inbounds to Boyd. J. Jalen Boyd brings it up the middle of the floor. He's the PG point guard. Ball is tipped away, picked up, top of the circle. Here's a two on the way, and that's good. John Villanueva has his second field goal. 21-15 down the left side. A drive, no good. Ball tipped long to the corner. Picked up by Jefferson. Back they come, two on one. And here's a drive up and in. Jalen Boyd. That makes it 22-15. Vikings up by seven. Carlos Paul hands the ball back to Urji Hanami on the right wing. Javian's got an open three. That is way short. And the ball comes off to the Vikings. They kick it out and come down the floor from left to right. Boyd on the right wing goes baseline. Is cut off. Wraparound pass on the low block. There's a 6'9" postman. Leans in, shoots off the board, and good. Kimo Kanzler. And this was a tie game at 13 a moment ago, and now suddenly it's a 24-15 game. Playing on the road, you never know. Damian Downey drives in, and he'll be hacked on the drive, and he'll be before the shot. That's the first foul on Jalen Boyd. For the Vikings, their 13th foul. Vikings have the bonus for the rest of the half. Inbound play, Riley Whitaker. Far side, Kamari in the right corner. Javian Downey goes baseline and threw the ball away. Tried to feed it back, picked off. One on three. Boyd steps through, puts it up, no good. Riley Whitaker has stolen from behind. Layup good, and a foul on the play. The back did count. Wow. Harrison Razor reached right over the top of Riley Whitaker, stole the ball, laid it in, and got fouled. And that'll be on Riley, and that'll be his second foul. Ball and Downey go out. And Kamari Vincent back in with Kyle Germany. Free throw try is good. Right side, Kamari Vincent. At the point, bounce pass across. Kyle Germany. Riley Whitaker, catch and shoot from the right point is no good. And the rebound, a one and done, pulled away by the Vikings. Sean Villanueva. Now a Razor in the front court to the left baseline. Vikings in the white with red and black. Wraparound bounce pass on the baseline. They'll trap the ball inside. Back to the point. Ball tipped away and stolen. Kamari Vincent going coast to coast. Lays it up and good. And he probably got fouled but didn't get a call after the turnover. Now a quick shot at the other end is no good in the corner by Harrison Razor, rebounded by the Grizzlies. And the ball taken away from Kyle Germany by Watkins on a reach-in, eighth turnover on the Grizzlies in their front court. Clock down to 5:53 to go in the first half. This has gone by fast. 27-17, 10-point game. Watkins on the right side. Pass in. Now pull up. Ball blocked. Good play by Kamari Vincent. He blocked the shot. Now back the other way. Into the middle. Germany drives in. Goes up and scores. He took it right at the big guy, Kanzler. And Kyle now has four. 27-19. Usually when you start playing better, it starts on the defensive end. And we've seen a little bit of that here in the last minute or so. Here's a drive, body contact, ball lost out of bounds. Turnover on the Vikings. Harrison Razor took it to the basket, and there was a lot of body contact, but no foul was called. We'll have a timeout with 5:13 left in the first half. And the score, the Grizzlies trail by 8 here in Hillsboro today, 27-19. And back in 1 minute on KDY. 5 minutes and 13 seconds left in the first half. The Grizzlies had tied the game at 13 since then. The Vikings have outscored them 14-6 and lead the game 27-19. Clock running, 5:09 to play first half. Urji Hanami for the Grizzlies in the front court. Over on the right point, Kamari Vincent with it. He'll hand the ball off to Javian Downey. Now at the point, Trayon. Bounce pass inside. Loose on the floor. Kick back outside to the left point. Trayon at the right elbow. Leans in, feeds it back. Carlos will take it to the rim. Goes up, blocked, tipped away, and saved, but picked up by Paul. Now Hanami lobs it inside to TTF. Steps out of bounds. Turnover on the Grizzlies. He was looking for an alley-oop, and Trayon didn't alley. Well, they alleyed, but he didn't oop. Full court pressure. Nice turnover on the Grizzlies in the first half. Watkins down the key, hands it off. Kanzler goes in, has it slapped away, picks it back up, finally goes up and scores. Kanzler has 4. Kimmo Kanzler is 6'9", sophomore from East St. Louis. He takes up a lot of space in there. Bounce pass on the baseline. Carlos goes around him, right-hand reverse layup, no good. Ball is tied up, jump ball, Grizzly basketball, with 4:08 to play in the first half. Score is 29-19. We've been offensively challenged for a good part of the year. As Kenan Peebles checks back in for Urji Hanami. Here's the inbound play. Trayon on the left baseline. Spins to the basket, goes up, blocked, but a whistle and a foul. That'll be the first foul call today on Cole Rickerman, who tried to get the block from behind but got body with it. Actually got the back of Trayon's head. 29-19, 4:05 to go in the half. Free throw no good by Trayon Grant Foster. And that was our first free throw attempt of the day. Lionel Kamwimba comes in for Carlos Paul for the Grizzlies. We did a little better from the free throw line at Poplar Bluff the other night. Next free throw try here is good. In the front court to the right baseline. Watkins gets it inside. They have to move it back out to Watkins in the right corner. Grizzlies have gone to his own. Step through. Here's a drive by Boyd. No good on the shot, but he got fouled, and he'll shoot two. Fouls on Kamari Vincent for the Grizzlies. Vikings by 9. And the first free throw by Jalen Boyd, no good. Back in for the Vikings, Kobe Branscombe. Riley Whitaker back in for the Grizzlies for Kenan Peebles. Next attempt is good. Jalen Boyd, 1 out of 2 again, and he has 6 points. 3:45 and counting, first half. Grizzlies on offense. We'll see if we can get the ball inside here. Lionel Kamwimba's got his guy posted, but he can't get the ball down the key all the way. Well, here's the drive by Lionel, or make that Urji Hanami, who gets the lay-in, and Urji with his first basket. And now turned over at the other end by Jalen Boyd up the right sideline. Riley Whitaker cut him off, and he tried to sidestep him, stepped out of bounds. to 22. Grizzlies could cut into this lead here. Trayon Grant Foster. Branscombe's on him at the elbow. Steps through. Ball slapped away. Turnover. Right side. Branscombe in the right corner. Boyd to the right point, right corner. Three ball is launched and good. And Rickerman, Bo Rickerman, can flat shoot it. He's the guy that you don't let stand out there. 33-22, Grizzlies down 11. Urji Hanami whistle, and we'll get a holding foul. Team foul number 5 on the Vikings. Gabe Watkins with his first foul. Kenan Peebles will check in for TGF. So right now, JV and Downey, Kenan Peebles, Lionel Kimwimba, Riley Whitaker, and Urji Hanami. The Grizzlies break on the inbound play, and the official had yet to hand the ball to Javian. Here we go. From underneath. Lob pass out front. Urji has it. Drives the lane all the way. Goes up, puts it up, no good. And pulled down by Branscombe for Jefferson. Urji got the shot away, trying to avoid the contact. Just need to take it right to it and let him foul you. Made that shot more difficult than it had to be. Jalen Boyd out front to the right wing. Darian Webb to the corner. There he is again. Rickerman for three. No good. This time, Lionel falls down, going for the ball. Picked up inside. Right-hand shot by Webb. No good. Rebounded again by Lionel. And he'll hold on to it this time and kick it out. Across the way to Downey. Pushing up the floor. Takes it, feeds it across. And the lay-in good by Kenan Peebles. Excellent job of pushing the ball up the floor. And getting a mismatch, and Kenan has his first basket of the game. 33-24, down midcourt. Down the key all the way. Rickerman dishes off, layup is good. On the penetration move, Jordan Wade benefits from the assist. 35-24. Right corner, Riley Whitaker. Lionel Kimwimba, back door pass, and here's a drive and a dunk. Kenan Peebles on the left baseline slammed it down with the left hand right in the face of the defender. Front court quickly. Here's a pull-up shot for two is good. Knocked in from the left baseline that time by Darian Webb. 1 minute, 12 seconds left in the half, 37-26. Lob to Lionel inside. He's got a great mismatch inside. Drop step, goes up, off the board, spun off the rim, no good. And rebounded by Jefferson. Lionel had a guy guarding him about 6'3". So Lionel has a good 5 inches at least on him. Now out front. Webb at the right point. Branscombe to the corner. Pump fake. Bounce pass on the low block. Backing down now to the corner. Nothing open. Three on the shot clock. Down the key. Here's the drive. Left hand no good. Rebounded by the Grizzlies. And Lionel Kimwimba. .22 on the shot clock. Here's the drive down the lane. Right-hand scoop layup. Good. Foul on the play. Basket counts. Attaboy. Javian Downey. Good aggressive move to the basket. Avoided the defender, who's going to be called for the blocking foul. Kobe Branscombe. That'll be his second foul. And Javian Downey gets the basket. And now, everyone except for one player that has played in the first half of the Grizzlies has scored. Take that back. Lionel Kimwimba has not. He did have a couple of free throw attempts early. But Javian Downey at the line to try and complete the three-point play. And good. That was nice. 37-29. Front court to the left wing. Out front, Jalen Boyd into the middle. Here's a drive ball slapped away out of bounds. Last touch by Lionel Kimwimba. So 2.5 seconds, 2.5 seconds left in the first half. Grizzlies down by 8. Inbound play on the wing. Branscombe pops it in time for the buzzer. No good. That's the end of the first half. Grizzlies fell behind 5-0, came back tied it at 13, and now at the half they trail the Jefferson College Vikings by a score of 37-29. And we're back in 2 minutes on KDY.